Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The tradition of 4th of July fireworks makes small fireworks stands part of the American landscape this time of year. But you might be surprised by the amount of local history some of these stands can represent. SDPB's Rebecca Tuescher brings us the perfect example. Rebecca, welcome.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, tell us about the fireworks stand you visited. What makes this one so special?
Well, I grew up in Milbank, South Dakota, and everyone knows about Betty's Fireworks. It's this tiny little white building about 200 feet with red trim about 8 miles outside of town, and it's been running longer than I've been alive. It belongs to Betty Mead. She's 81 years old, and I asked her how she got started selling fireworks.
I had a nephew that wanted to do it, and that was 49 years ago, and I had had a new baby that year. His name was Todd, and so we went together on it, and we had just a little stand right in the yard there. And then the next year, we put one on the other side of the grove out here. And so he was in with me for several years selling fireworks, and he loved it. But he don't live around here anymore. He lives down in Missouri now. So, but that's how I got started. It was his wanting me to do it. The first time I made any money on it, I bought an air conditioner for the house.
I love Betty already, Rebecca. And now we were sitting in a meeting and you were talking about Betty, and there's something else special about this stand. Tell me what else it is.
Well, for one thing, Betty doesn't really show any interest in retiring anytime soon. She adds some extra touches of Midwestern hospitality to her fireworks stand as well.
Same location, 49 years, yes. I tell people I don't know enough to quit it, you know. I enjoy it because it's only for 8 days. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the old neighbors even stop in for a cup of coffee and a cookie. Yeah. I always have cookies to give away here. I started with the cookies probably 7, 8 years ago, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. And people know that now, that they get a cookie.
All right, this is where you grew up, Rebecca. Did you grow up going to Betty's stand for a cookie and some bottle rockets? What?
Well, when I was little, we didn't do too much of that. But in the past couple of years, I've definitely gone and visited Betty, bought some fireworks, had a couple sugar cookies while I'm there.
All right, so how has your business changed over the years? Did she tell you that's a long time? What did she tell you about just staying in business that long and how it's changed?
Yeah, well, she told me that when she first started selling, it was mostly just bottle rockets and firecrackers. But over the years, you know, people want bigger, better fireworks. So now she carries some of those products with like 300 shots, 250 shots. And she, on the top shelf, you can see they take up almost the entire shelf, it would seem. They're so big.
And it's a community gathering spot as well.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Rebecca Tuescher, thanks so much. And there's going to be some digital content with fireworks stand operators from across the state on our Facebook page. Is that coming up soon?
Definitely. It should be out today.
All right. Ready for your weekend, Rebecca. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Lori.